This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Moss Salem Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And also, don't forget about the fact that we are the home of the World Championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers, too. Also, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world by the Internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and EL room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler at the Captain's America. Don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, Denise Simon is not around, so I don't know what's going on with her, but I am going to say the pledge and get this hour started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was started on Judeo-Christian values. Now, if you're just waking up and you've been under a log and don't understand what took place yesterday, sometime around noontime or thereabouts, Eastern time, we got the news that Rush Limbaugh passed away. We lost a great individual and a forever member of the Radio Hall of Fame that paved the way for every one of us on the radio. Every one of us. Doesn't matter what you do, how you do it, or what you're doing. He was the guy that got it all started. Now, I will tell you that a few weeks ago, Rush Limbaugh had an exclusive interview with Greg Kelly on Newsmax. I happen to watch that. Trump, who maintained a relatively low profile since leaving the office late last month, also touched on the topics that Rush was talking about and talking about America in general. Now, the thing of it is the great one, L. Rushbaugh, as we like to call him, has been praised by a lot of people. Now, we haven't heard a word out of Nancy Pelosi or Senator Charles Tucky Boy Schumer. We did hear a basic statement out of the White House about the condolences to the family, the loved ones. But Newt Gingrich said Rush helped the GOP to take the House back in 1994 when he was around with the Contract with America. That's true. I remember that. Rush got behind that. He got behind that. And Kevin McCarthy lauded Rush as being the voice of a generation. Well, he was the voice of a country for almost three generations. And, of course, talk radio was pretty much created by Rush Limbaugh. Now, Kaylee McEnany, who chimed in yesterday, she said, I'm the definition of a rush baby. Okay? And former President Trump said that he remembered Rush as being a great gentleman and a great man. That's the understatement of the year, but we'll go with it. Also, there was a statement that President Trump put out about Rush Limbaugh. I was going to try to find it. Let's see. I think I got it here. Yeah, here it is. This is the statement that President number 45, Donald Trump, said. Now, by the way, I've had a lot of people say, well, how can we communicate with Donald Trump? Well, here it is. The website is 45office.com. 45office.com. Go over there. And that's where he's basically hanging out. Or you can go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. And now the Parler's back. Donald Trump and the family are back over there, too. That's where they went from Facebook and Twitter. Now, this is what former President Trump said. The great Rush Limbaugh has passed away to a better place, free from physical pain and hostility. His honor, courage, strength, and loyalty will never be replaced. Rush was a patriot, a defender of liberty, and someone who believed in all of the greatness our country stands for. Rush was a friend of myself and millions of Americans, a guiding light with the ability to see the truth and paint vivid pictures over the airwaves. Melania and I express our deepest condolences to his wonderful wife, Catherine, his family, and all of his dedicated fans. He will be missed greatly. Very true. And that comes from former President Donald Trump. Now, I can remember being out on the highway, a lot of different trips we made, my wife and I. And my wife knew that I liked to listen to talk radio. So I would have talk radio on different parts of the country. And I would go out of my way, as we were taking a long trip, say we were going to the West Coast or something like that, I would go out of my way to know where the dial settings were for the big stations so I could listen to Rush Limbaugh all the way across, like, I-40, I-10, I-20, I-70, I-80, I-90, doing the east-west stuff. It was pretty neat. There were very few places where you could not hear him. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show Saturday in Largo at the Mindreg Hall. That's just west of US 19 off 126th Street, and it's in between Ulmerton and 118th Street. So if that gives you a little bit of reference where it's at. But they're going Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. The concealed carry class is going on both days there. I believe the class starts on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The class starts on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So if you want to get in that class and get your certification so you can get your concealed carry permit, the website to check out and sign up on is twoguysshows.com. Twoguysshows.com. Many times you show up the day of to get the concealed carry class and all that stuff, and you can't do it because they're fully booked. So go to twoguysshows.com, and I'll be there Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mindreg Hall in Largo. Hope to see you there. All right, before I go to the caller, I got a message here from Strawberry Joe up in Atlanta. Good morning, Strawberry Joe. I hope you're staying warm up there in Atlanta. He says, the first round of economical impact payments, EIP-1, had to be paid out on or before 12/31/2020. The second round, EIP-2, had to be paid out on or before 1/15/2021. For those who are eligible but didn't receive either payment, they can claim the recovery rebate credit on line 30 of the 2020 Form 1040. Tax preparation software We'll do the calculations for you. If you file on paper, there's a worksheet you'll need to complete to calculate the amount. Semper Fi, keep up the good work. AM 920, Atlanta's only real conservative voice. So you can say that again, Strawberry Joe. We're so honored to be heard there in Atlanta on AM 920, The Answer, our sister station up there on the Salem Radio Network. All right, here we go. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw over out in California, they're conveniently going to institute mail-in voting just before the recall. And the second thing is out in California is they're like 2 years behind their financial statements, and they won't expect them for maybe at the end of 2021.
Well,
so this year, I can tell you.
I'm aware about the mail-in ballots because they just changed the voting laws around to include in the recall, which they believe they're going to have the recall, to have it done also by mail-in voting, which is going to be part of the problem where they get to cheat, as you well know, right?
But
the other thing is the California Democrats have also asked Governor Newsom to clarify the confusion that he's created over giving the COVID vaccines to what he's called detained immigrants, or as the governor, Joe Biden now says, we can't call them anything other than non-citizens.
You're right about that.
No, I'm serious. That's what he said. So yeah, what was the other thing you just mentioned?
Oh, the fact that they don't have their financial reports for the past 2 years ready.
That's true. That's true. They don't even know how much money they got, where it's going, or if they have any.
Well, California has one main problem. Unlike the federal government, they can't print money.
True. But they can put up, what can they put up? Bonds and what's the other thing they can do when they do ballot different things there? Well, anyway, they can beg for money by putting out their certificates and say, look what we got.
Yeah, but,
yep. All right.
If they put up bonds and stuff, they still got to have find people to buy them. In addition, the bonds, because of the insolvency of the state, are going to be rated very low.
They got Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't care. They throw money out of there like it's growing on trees, right?
Yeah, it's true they do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Backgammon Bob.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Stay low, as they say in the business. Stay low. And that's something that every firefighter knows about. And I appreciate the fact that Strawberry Joe sent that message. I'm glad I went over there and looked. I've got email that comes in here at night. I've also got text messages that come in on my phone that come in at night. I've got Facebook messages that will come in through the chat room, and then they'll also come in as people direct message me on Facebook, or they'll post a comment in one of the groups I've got. I've got 12 different groups totaling 250,000+ members of 12 different groups that I actually started and run and operate. And that gets very confusing because I can't even check most of the messages. And even though I do have some administrators that are doing that for me, it's very difficult to do a lot of that. Now, let me go back over here because I was going to tell you about something that, and again, news changes during the night. There's different things that come in. We have a situation in Iraq where the president yesterday, and I think you heard me talking, those of you that heard the show yesterday, Colonel Jim in hour number four, we were talking about the president said, or one of his administration aides said, well, we reserve the right to retaliate, to go after Iran if we seek to because of the missiles they fired us. Well, somebody was killed, but it wasn't one of our people, thank God. But there were 8 or 9 of our contractors that were hurt, that were wounded as a result of this missile attack. Now, will we do something? It's doubtful because it's the Iranian militias that we believe fired this. So we'll see. And by the way, somebody asked me a question, and I'm going to try to answer it in a different way here, about the NRA. The NRA and Wayne LaPierre is proverbially firing back at the political weaponization of prosecution by the New York Governor Cuomo and the Attorney General Letitia James, according to NRA Executive Vice President and CEO Wayne LaPierre. He said that on Newsmax television yesterday. And what's going on is the NRA wants to move Lock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk to Texas and set up their headquarters down there because they'll save a bunch of money in taxes. And New York State, where they want to file bankruptcy, Chapter 7 or 13, I forget which one, but it's reorganization, they're saying, oh, no, they can't leave here because they owe us this money and we got to have this. And if they leave New York and they go over there, we'll never get our money back. Well, that's not necessarily the way the federal bankruptcy courts work, but if they want to play that game, so be it. But again, they're not being truthful. They're not being truthful. So the NRA has asked the bankruptcy judge if they can do what they're going to do. Now, we haven't had an answer yet. We're waiting to see what happens. But maybe, maybe not. If the judge allows the NRA to move to Texas and New York, well, they'll just have to follow him down there and try to go after him for whatever they wanted to go after him for. Because the NRA was, New York was trying to put the NRA out of business, make no mistake about it. Now, did you know that Democrats don't have to dwell on the fact that they have to have the Senate filibuster to help them along here? Because the Budget Reconciliation Act that the Democrats can use one time can force progressive policies into law using that provision. Now, it's been done before, but be careful what you wish for, Democrats. The people out there are paying attention right now. They're paying attention, and they're mobilizing. They're mobilizing. Many conservatives are forming different groups to go out there and get involved right now, this year, in the 2021 election, and then getting themselves warmed up for 2022 when they plan on doing anything they can to take back the Senate and take back the House of Representatives. And I believe they'll be able to do that if the Democrats keep doing what they're doing in the manner that they're doing it. Now, something else, the Republican National Committee chairwoman has announced that the Committee on Election Integrity has been formed. That's something that's going to go after all the different states' election laws where they need to be changed, and in particular, the six states where Donald Trump lost where he never should have and was way ahead, and we watched all of that again. I'm going to beat a dead horse on the head here, but we watched what happened during the course of the night as all those votes came in for Joe Biden, and Donald Trump's numbers stayed the same, which we knew something really screwy was going on when it happened. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and water may now be unsafe to drink as the treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. By the way, get your questions ready for Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. He will be here next hour, bottom of the hour. So, NAA.edu, check them out, and I'm going to let them tell you about themselves, and then I'll tell you where they're located. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, sir. Buddy, and they've got two campuses to serve you. Now, the first one I'm going to tell you about is up in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. So for you folks that are up there in the north or in New England, and you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and you want to find out what it's all about, first of all, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of their facility. Now, the Concord Massachusetts facility, and they also have one down here in Florida in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. But the website is NAA.edu. The telephone number to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Believe me, you will love it. You'll find out what they're all about, get a chance to probably talk to an instructor or two, get a chance to see what it is they do, and also perhaps talk to a student or two. And that'll give you a really good idea as to what you can or you cannot do. But certified aviation maintenance techs never have to worry about having a job. They can go to work anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Okay. Thousands of active duty troops are still on standby to deploy around the country to Federal Emergency Management Agency COVID-19 vaccination sites with a plan to bring millions of additional doses to some of the hardest hit regions. Now, right now, the weather is slowing down the delivery of the vaccine in many areas, including my home state down here in Florida. A lot of people have got appointments and they aren't able to keep the appointments because they don't have the vaccine to give it to them. And they're not scheduling any new appointments yet until they get the vaccine in so they can do it. So that's what's going on, and that's happening a lot in some areas of the country. Now, the Biden administration said that it will not rule out potential retaliation against those behind the deadly rocket attack in Iraq at Erbil, which is in the Kurdish territory. We'll see what happens there. By the way, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the path to diplomacy is open right now with Iran over its 2015 Iran nuclear deal, but would not address whether or not the Biden administration has had any direct engagement already with Iranian officials. Now, there's a lot of rumors about that. John Kerry, of course, the international trader, may have already been talking to the Iranians. We don't know yet, but you hear it. Now, the Biden administration has also begun a global force posture review, and like the Trump team, which also tried to pivot from heavy naval presence in the Middle East as a means of preserving the forces for potential conflict in Europe or Asia, the experts and lawmakers alike intent on considering competition with China, that might be where the new administration finally breaks the cycle of deploying the fleet beyond its means to serve the Central Command's demands and instead put it over there in the Pacific region. We'll soon know. Now, we understand, again, from the military sources that we talk to, that Joe Biden, the question of whether or not the small contingents of troops in Afghanistan can do anything over what we've seen after 20 years of being there, the question now is, should we stay or should we go home in Afghanistan? Now, the decision to decide one way or the other is facing a deadline, and that's because of the deal made with the Taliban. So we'll see what happens with that one. The Taliban, of course, have already been responsible for numerous attacks, and that's not going to stop because they keep trying to provoke us because they want us out of the area, and they figure that's what is going to happen, that the public opinion will wane once again on Afghanistan. By the way, located north of the Arctic Circle, near the northernmost point of Alaska, they have a brand new Arctic Survival School known as SV-81C Barren Land Arctic Survival Training. Now, it contends with wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour on a regular basis, wind chills dropping to minus 60 degrees on a regular basis, and consistent near darkness, since the sun does not rise above the horizon for 65 consecutive days in the winter. So flashlights are a must, right? Also, Air Force Special Operations Command is planning flight demonstrations in coming months for a new plane that they believe is key to Special Ops Vision for Africa. We'll have more on that once we find out what it is they're looking at. And Tehran this week denied any involvement in a deadly attack on an airport housing U.S. forces in northern Iraq, I believe it was last year or the year before, despite a new assessment from the U.S. and Kurdish authorities that said that it was Iran that was behind it and gave the order to do it to their proxies. Also, more than a dozen military bases stretching from Fort Drummond, New York, to Fort Hood in Texas have been closed temporarily as large swaths of the country were gripping freezing temperatures and dangerous weather conditions with wind chill way below zero. No surprise there. Also, units from the Iranian Navy and powerful Iranian Revolutionary Guards Maritime Force are taking part in an exercise dubbed Iran-Russia Maritime Security Belt 2021 in the northern part of the Indian Ocean, which spans a stretch of some 10,600 miles or scattered out through that area. Now, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has attended his first NATO ministerial meeting this week. He's carried the message with him of seeking a neutralized relationship between America and its European allies, but says that they will not back down on pushing for greater military spending. And that, of course, is what Donald Trump was able to do, get them to put up more money so we didn't have to. You think Biden will do that? Probably not. I could be wrong, but probably not. Now, remember Senator Mark Kelly, who got elected in Arizona, Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, and Angus King from Vermont, who happens to be an independent but votes for the Democrats. They will all be sharing, power sharing, the gavel with the Armed Services Committee. Now, new power sharing rules for Senate Democrats are shaking up the Senate Armed Services Committee, with some junior authorizers taking the prize subcommittee chairmanships. So those three will wind up sharing the chairmanship with the Senate Armed Services Committee. We'll see how that works out. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the troops, the National Guard troops, to come home from the Capitol. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. All right. Hang in there. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I shall return with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. Hope everybody's staying warm wherever you're at. And I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia this morning. Hope everybody's doing really good being on that wall. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at twoguysshows.com, the website for the gun show, Two Guys Guns and Knife Shows. They'll be over in Largo this weekend at Midreg Hall over there on 126, just west of US 19. And I'll be there Saturday from 10 to 2. They're there Saturday from 9 to 5. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. They have the concealed carry class each day, 2 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And to sign up and make sure you get a spot in the concealed carry class, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and you'll make sure you get into the class and don't have to be disappointed if that's the only reason you're going to the gun show. All right, back to Chris Markowski, who's on the line from the Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is it a little chilly up there where you're at?
Yeah, we're going to get some tough weather today, unfortunately. Going to snow again. I'm probably going to get about another 8 to 10 inches, but that, you know, it's getting to that point in time where winter's, you know, dragging on, and you start seeing, hopefully next week, the 40-degree days, so things will kind of melt off and hopefully start warming up a little bit.
Don't challenge the groundhog.
Yeah.
He said eight
groundhog. Groundhog on steroids this year, it looks like.
Yeah. Now, let's talk for a little bit, because you and I are product of the talk show business. And the way that we came up and all that sort of stuff about some 20-some-odd years ago. One of the people that you and I were up against because of the times that we were on was Rush Limbaugh. Your show was on, I believe, from noon to 1, or maybe it was my show to begin with. We each had our shows. I think I was on from noon to 1, and you were on from 1 to 2. Does that sound right?
I'm trying to remember, but I've been on all over the time spectrum when exactly I was on. Majority of the time I was on air, I was usually on right after Rush from either the 3 to 6 or from 6 to 9 a.m. in
but
the morning.
But to start with, when we were on that small station in Bradenton, it was 12 to 1 and 1 to 2. So we were on going up against Rush. And that's when, of all things, and thank you for Rush Limbaugh, remember we got that guy an Arbitron rating because of the two of us tag teaming each other?
We were in there for a little while, that little station down there. I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
Called S-4. The Pier. It was called The Pier.
Yeah. It's funny. I can't remember that right now.
Well, that's okay. We don't need to worry about it. But my point is that because of Rush Limbaugh, and we were actually competing with Rush Limbaugh, you and I, you a little bit differently than what I was doing. But the thing of it is we developed an audience because we were saying almost the same thing that Rush was saying, although we didn't really know because we couldn't hear him. But we were both conservative, and he's brought a whole generation of conservative hosts up through the system, yourself, myself, and even though he's passed away and gone to a better place right now for him because he was definitely suffering with the cancer he had, I believe there'll be 100 more Rush Limbaughs out there.
Well, I see. I think that there's going to be more. I think there's going to be a lot of people that try their hand in talk radio. I do, but I don't think. I think he's kind of one of those types that's you got to learn from him. I think if they're going to be doing broadcasting classes, if you want to get involved in radio, he's the guy. He's broadcasting 101. You want to learn how to be a great broadcaster.
Yep.
You listen to him and how he makes it, you know, a conversation. When you listen to Rush Limbaugh in your car, you know, you think he's talking to you. It's like he's
right.
Sitting with you in the car and having that conversation with you. And he's just truly, you know, you take a look at it in regards to, you know, people will argue who's the greatest basketball player of all time. Is it Michael Jordan? Is it LeBron? There's no doubt. There's no doubt that he is the greatest of all time for just a myriad of reasons. And even if you don't agree with his politics or even agree with him on certain things, you have to appreciate his immense talent and his the way he did things and how entertaining he was, along with informative. He did just such a great job.
Okay, now we're going to go to some things here that are popping up here on the stock market and whatnot. Keith Gill, who is the man whose YouTube channel, Roaring Kitty, helped set off the GameStop mania, is scheduled to testify tomorrow in the House Financial Services Committee. It sounds like as if they're going after this guy.
Oh, they got to find a patsy. They got to go after somebody. You know, if you're paying attention, and again, something that I've really gotten in depth in regards to what this is, you're learning how Wall Street operates and how it works. And, they can't have that. They can't have the American people actually know how rigged things are, in many respects. I mean, this whole story, you go back, you think, you know, everybody's like, oh, wow, it's a big uprising against the bigwigs. And then you learned that, you know what, that it wasn't an uprising. That uprising got put down very, very quickly, you know, because they are able to change the rules of the game and benefit themselves. And, you know, Wall Street can't have the American people fully understanding how things work and understand what a racket It is. And again, this is stuff that, for now, decades on my program, I've tried to get across to people and understanding how the system works and how you have to need the necessity of understanding the terrain. And, they're going to try to find a patsy here. They're going to try to push this off. They're going to try to come up with some sort of manipulation nonsense. Manipulation is exactly what the big firms do and what they've been doing for a very long period of time.
Well, here's what's going on with him. There's a class action lawsuit that's been filed against him for securities fraud. Now, the lawsuit claims that Gill is really a sophisticated financial professional who was masquerading as an amateur investor to dupe other amateurs into buying the GameStop stock. GameStop stock.
If anybody, you take a look at this guy's resume and his experience on Wall Street. He works for an insurance company, for crying out loud. He works for Mass Mutual, and he developed classes. No, he's no Wall Street guru. He may have a greater knowledge than most on how Wall Street, but he's some sort of wizard behind the scenes doing this. That's patently absurd. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like a doom or gloomer here, but as of yesterday, the crash in U.S. oil production has grown worse as the deep freeze in Texas continued. It's down 40% right now.
Well, they gotta get a break in the weather. I mean, they can ramp back up again fairly quickly. We know that. It's just a matter of this deep freeze going away, and it looks like it's kind of settled over that area of the country.
That's right.
So it may take a little bit of time.
Yeah, and they had the windmills that were encased in ice. I saw that with a drone flew by to do an inspection. The windmills were encased in ice from the top of the propeller all the way to the ground.
Yeah, again, it's lack of preparation, quite frankly. I mean, there's windmills that operate in other areas of the world where temperatures are cold all the time.
Yep.
And they didn't put the necessary measures and do the right thing by these pieces of infrastructure. And that's a shame. It really is. You need to be prepared. You know, the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared, expect the unexpected. People say, oh, it's a black swan events, whatever may they happen, you need to be prepared for them.
Well, AOC chimed in and says her new Green Deal would have helped to prevent from the Texas blackouts. Sure, that's the reason they got the blackouts, the darn windmills part of it.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, that is a part of it. I don't know what she's talking about, what part of her Green New Deal would have prevented something like this from happening. It's nonsense. You need to have a backup. You need to have nuclear power that's there, windmills and all that stuff. That's fine. That's great, fantastic, super. As long as the weather is conducive for those things, and it's not always going to be the case. And in this case as well, not having that type of production ready in the case that there is bad weather.
Yep. And finally, about 30 seconds here, retail sales have surged 5.3% in January, the most in 7 months. People buying stuff online.
And people getting their stimulus checks and spending it, it looks like.
Okay. And we got more coming, it looks like. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he does. And we'll be right back after the break with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.